From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, July 18th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. The Catskill Community Center building, located at 344 Main Street in the village, is in dire need of repair. Among the issues plaguing the structure, a leaking roof, faulty heating system, deteriorating facade, and asbestos that must be removed before any other work can be done. Center Executive Director Beth Horton said these issues have reached critical mass and they need to be fixed immediately. Temporary patches have been made to the roof where an animal dug down to the installation. The internal pipes have rotted, Horton said. She said, and I quote, "It's kind of one of those things, which fire do you put out first? The band-aids are not going to last so long," end quote. The price tag for repairs is estimated between $1 million and $1.5 million. The Catskill Town and Village Boards are aware of the situation, Horton said. U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand visited the center in May and has helped to identify potential grants for the project. The center's board of directors is also planning to contact U.S. Representative John Faso, State Senator George Amador, and State Assemblyperson Pete Lopez about the building's condition and potential public funding available for its rehabilitation. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The State Department of Environmental Conservation is reporting that state forest rangers rescued a family of eight around 6 p.m. on Sunday, July the 16th, near Palinville Overlook in Hunter. The group intended to walk the overlook from South Beach parking lot, but after hiking for hours, they were unable to make their way back to their vehicle. Lieutenant David Patchen from the North South Lake Ranger Headquarters responded to the call. He made phone contact with the hikers and determined their location. The DEC said in a prepared statement, and I quote, "Thirsty, tired, and relieved to get some help, the group was located on the Red Trail and escorted back to their vehicle," end quote. Rangers conducted 350 search and rescue missions, extinguished 185 fires, and burned more than 4,000 acres of land, and worked on cases that resulted in nearly 3,000 tickets and arrest. You can read the full report in New York State News. Richard Moody is reporting in Columbia Green Media that Columbia and Greene counties are two of 28 counties in New York affected by Winter Storm Stella in March that are now eligible to receive assistance from the federal government. The disaster declaration issued last week unlocks federal emergency management agency resources and money to cover the cost of storm-related emergency work, repairs, and replacements of damaged facilities. The storm dumped more than 2 feet of snow in some areas. Greene County's Administrator Sean Groden said most of Greene County's expenses stem not from damages, but the cost of snow and ice removal. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairman Matthew Morrell said Columbia County expenses mostly stem from the cost of sand and salt and labor, in addition to recouping the cost of materials and wear and tear of equipment. Both counties are looking to be reimbursed for personnel overtime. The major disaster declaration is the first step toward receiving FEMA funds. If the agency changes the parameters of what expenses are covered, the funds may prove to be inaccessible. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper that last year, nearly 75% of high school graduates in Columbia County went on to higher education, according to data released by the State Education Department. Among the nearly 500 completers that made up the class of 2016, 40% headed to two-year colleges and 33% went on to four-year schools, while 18% planned to work full-time and 3% enlisted in the military. Among the students graduating from the four largest districts in the county, 17% of graduates were classified as disabled. Of those students, less than 50% went on to college. The Education Department will make data for the class of 2017 available next year. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. HudsonValley360.com is reporting that the town of Catskill Republican Committee endorsed two candidates in the upcoming local elections. During its recent caucus, the GOP chose incumbent Jared Giordano and political newcomer Don Scianopiso to fill two open seats on the Catskill Town Board. Veteran Town Board member Robert Antonelli will not seek re-election and will retire at the end of the year after 20 years of service. During the caucus, Committee Chairman Matthew Lavera thanked Antonelli for his service to the community. The general election is November the 7th, and you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting that the U.S. Coast Guard announced last month it will conduct a ports and waterways safety assessment of the Hudson River beginning this fall. The process intended to seek information from the public is a, and I quote, a disciplined approach to identify major waterway safety hazards, estimate risk levels, and evaluate potential mitigation measures, end quote, according to a release statement. Coast Guard spokesperson Chief Warrant Officer Allison Conroy said it will begin with workshops in two or more locations. Conway said, and I quote, "We will be gathering qualitative and quantitative data to help us decide what the risks are on the river," end quote. Conroy could not put a timetable on completion of the process. Members of the public who wish to be considered for participation in the workshops are asked to email hudsonriverpawsa@uscg.mil by July 21st with name, contact information, connection to the waterway, experience, and related skills. You can read that full story at midhudsonnews.com. The Times Union is reporting that researchers have released parasitic wasps at several sites in New York to determine if the wasps are a natural control against a beetle that kills lilies. The wasps kill lily leaf beetles by laying eggs in the beetle larvae. Researchers at the University of Rhode Island began evaluating the wasp in 1999 and had them approved for release by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Cornell University researchers released the wasp at Cornell Cooperative Extension sites in Putnam and Albany counties. They plan to release them in Erie County as well. A Cornell survey found the lily-leaf beetle is present in 30 New York counties, causing so much damage that gardeners have stopped growing the flowers. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And now the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog before 9 a.m. today. There is a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Some of those storms could produce frequent lightning and heavy rainfall. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 86 degrees. For Tuesday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11 p.m. Patchy fog after 11 p.m. Otherwise, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 65. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 88 degrees. Wednesday night, isolated showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 66. And on Thursday, isolated showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 87 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 66. Sunrise today was at 5:33 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:28 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, about a minute and a half less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 18th day of July 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.